So it was just 2 weeks ago that we began a new liturgical year, that we began the season of Advent. I was here at the 9 a.m. Mass, and I asked people for scriptural figures that they associated with Advent. Does anybody remember what those answers were? Can you give me the names of any scriptural people associated with Advent? None? You've had 2 weeks background here. You haven't been listening? Yes? You're pointing to somebody else? Yes? Isaiah and John. Okay, and one more? One more? Mary. Okay? Those are the three kind of primary characters, scriptural references during the season of Advent. Now, on that first Sunday, 2 weeks ago, the only one present was Isaiah, or readings from the school of Isaiah, and they have followed us through all three of these Sundays, right? John the Baptist appeared last Sunday, as we hear in Mark's Gospel, and today we hear him again in John's Gospel. Did anybody catch where Mary was in today's readings? No? Exactly. Usually the responsorial psalm is taken from the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. But today, that is the Magnificat of Mary taken from Luke's Gospel. So Mary is beginning to sneak into the readings, and next week she will take primacy of place in the Gospel. So we've got all of the characters active this week, don't we? We have Isaiah, or the school of Isaiah, we have John the Baptist, we have Mary. And did anybody catch, throughout the first two readings and that psalm, a word that recurred in all three of the readings? Tick, tick, tick. Rejoice. Who said rejoice? Stand up and take your acknowledgement, Nancy. You don't have to stay for the rest of Mass. All right, so rejoice is in all three of those readings from Isaiah. Mary talks about the way her soul rejoices. And Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians, who are very concerned about the second coming of Christ, tells them to rejoice also. Now, that's appropriate that we hear rejoice in all those readings, because this Sunday is Rejoice Sunday, or Gaudete Sunday. How did it ever get a name like Gaudete? Well, every Sunday, every major feast, has certain prayers that are particular to it. And part of those prayers are the entrance antiphon or the introit. The entrance antiphon or introit in older times was sung in Latin as the opening hymn for the Mass. And that introit today is taken from Paul's letter to the Philippians, and in Latin it would be Gaudete in Domino semper iterum dico Gaudete Dominus prope. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Indeed the Lord is near. So the first word that you would have heard in the church would have been Gaudete. Gaudete, rejoice Sunday. So today, third Sunday of Advent, is Rejoice Sunday. And what are we rejoicing about? What we're rejoicing about is the last part of that entrance antiphon. Indeed, the Lord is near. Indeed, the Lord is near. We have been waiting. We have been looking for the Lord. We have been preparing for the commemoration of his coming in history. We look forward to his coming in majesty at the end of time, and we look at the way that the Lord is present with us right now. For the Lord indeed is near, so we can rejoice. But the one reading that that word wasn't used in was the Gospel. In the Gospel, we hear John's version of the John the Baptist story. Throughout this year, we'll be hearing from the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark is a very short gospel, so frequently it gets added to by readings from the Gospel of John. So today we get two perspectives. Well, last week we got one perspective. Now we get another on John the Baptist. It's interesting that the thing that joins the two of those together is something from another Advent figure, Isaiah. Both John the Baptist in Mark and John the Baptist in John talk about preparing the way of the Lord and quote Isaiah. So there are connections, but there are big differences too. It's important for you to know that in early Christianity, there were still followers of John the Baptist around, okay? And there were tensions between these early Christian communities and the followers of John the Baptist, who claimed the Baptist was at least equal with Jesus. A lot of what John is doing in the reading today is making it very clear that John the Baptist is not equal to Jesus. Did you get those denials? I am not the Christ, which is the Greek for Messiah, the anointed one. I am not Elijah. I am not the prophet. Who am I? I am the one preparing the way. So a lot of this has to do with tensions in that early world of Christianity and sorting out that relationship of Jesus and John the Baptist. But there's one thing that John says there that strikes me every time that we read this gospel about John the Baptist. There is one among you whom you do not recognize. There is one among you whom you do not recognize. Listen to it in other translations. Right there with you is someone you don't yet recognize, or a person you don't recognize has taken his stand in your midst. Indeed, the Lord is with us. Rejoice, for the Lord is with us. The challenge, not only for Advent, but particularly in Advent, is do we recognize how the Lord is with us? The Lord is with us certainly in sacramental life, in this time between his coming in history and his coming in majesty. When we gather here to celebrate Eucharist, he is present in the elements of bread and wine becoming his body and blood. He is present through the scriptures. He is present in all of us, assembly and presider. Through all the sacraments, he is present to us, so we can enjoy, rejoice, for indeed the Lord is near. But that first reading indicates that it's not just sacramental life that the Lord comes close to us. That first reading from Isaiah should have sounded familiar, because when Jesus begins his preaching and his ministry in Nazareth, he picks up a scroll of the Torah, and this is the first thing he reads, this passage from Isaiah. And it says, "He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to release the prisoners." So whenever glad tidings are proclaimed to the poor, when the brokenhearted are healed, when the captives are liberated, and prisoners are released, we know that the Lord is near. In the midst of all the preparations for our commemoration of that coming of Jesus in history, and maybe not so focused on the way that he will come at the end of time, that leaves us in the middle, doesn't it? About how is the Lord near? How is it that we can rejoice now? And it's the challenge from now till Christmas, even throughout the Christmas season, to note the ways that the Lord is near. How is he near? Sacramentally, but what are those other ways, like Isaiah mentions, that we know that the Lord is present? Here's the catch from today's readings. It's not simply enough to know how the Lord is present. It's not simply enough to say, aha, I found it. Today's readings, particularly the gospel, but in an interesting way also the responsorial psalm, are calling us to be witnesses to the fact that God is here, that he is among us, that we can rejoice. So we do not just find out and recognize that, but we go out and witness, like John the Baptist and Mary, about the ways that the Lord has come among us. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. Gaudete.